Reinvention occurs when we are no longer trying so hard to be ourselves. So does joy. We are happy when we are growing. Therefore, to really experience joy, we have to do something we aren't accustomed to doing. You don't become joyful doing the same old. No one does. You become joyful doing the unexpected. This joy comes from expanding who we are and becoming someone we had not been. Children know where joy comes from. Kids know where to get that feeling of joy. They are constantly trying to do things they have never done. The famous cry of, "Look, Ma, no hands," is a cry of joy because the child wasn't satisfied with just riding the bike. Then the same child tries riding it with hands up in the air, and the thrill is right there. There is no more joyful cry than when you hear a child yelling, "I did it, I did it." It's doing things that brings a child joy. As grown-ups, we have forgotten that. We somehow think that it's feeling things that will lead to our happiness. Then we start to think it's other people making us feel things that will make us happy. Bad idea, because we've lost touch with what we once knew. We've disconnected from the spirit. As grown-ups, we can even program the possibility for joy out of our lives by constantly seeking a hassle-free existence, by always wanting to find a comfort zone, by constantly looking for security instead of something that will challenge us and make us grow. Finding security is like settling on a permanent personality to live inside. Look, Ma, no joy. Ask yourself the big question. When we live as victims, we are always seeking to get into a groove or a rut. It is the rut of comfort. We forget that the only difference between a rut and a grave is a few feet in depth. Meanwhile, although we're stuck in the rut of comfort, our spirit is pacing around inside us like a dog whimpering and aching to go outside and run. The whimpering is sad to hear, and most of us can't stand the sound of it, so we cover it up quickly with food or adult beverages or smoking or television or all of those at once. But the whimpering continues down in the soul. We can still hear it far away, down long hallways in dreams too sad and dark to remember. We might someday know that this beautiful dog that's whimpering is the voice of our own spiritual dyslexia. The God, dog spelled backwards, within, longing to express itself. The entheos that the word enthusiasm comes from, longing to go out and run. Most Americans have been programmed to repeat the question, "How can I get more comfortable?" over and over all day long in their heads. But not the reinventing you, not if you are reinventing yourself, because then you are different. You have committed to making the connection to joy like you did as a child. You will always ask yourself, "What could I do today that I know would take a lot of glorious effort?" You are going to finish a number of your days with the observation, "It was hard, but it was fun."
Hearing that quote again reminds me of my mom, who passed away this past year. She lived in a nursing home that was well equipped. She was there for assisted living, where you have a certain section when you're healthy, and it has, you know, swimming pool and a gym and ping pong and lots of activities and chess and pool and all this. And then when you get a little more sick or unwell, whatever, then you go to this smaller and not as fancy place where you can, you know, call for help with more expediency. And then if you get even more sick, then you get transferred to this even less fancy place, and you have to either sell your stuff or put it in storage, and then you're like given 24/7 care, or at least, you know, there's a medical staff like within a few feet at any moment, like, you know, like, I don't know, 7 or 10 beds per group of nurses or whatever it is, I don't remember. But the point of the story is, you know, when I'm sure there are thousands of these facilities all over the United States. I've played at some of them in the Ithaca area as well, and I'm not knocking them, so don't misunderstand me. But when my first impression when I first go there and I see that the residents never go outside, or, you know, like the place will, like at first blush you would think, oh, this is great, what a great retirement, I never have to go outside, I never have to cook my meals, I never have to, et cetera, et cetera. I never have to worry about real reality, the life, you know. But according to what this is saying, it concurs with the way I felt. Like, I hope I never do that. Like, I hope I never go in a place where I'm extremely, quote-unquote, comfortable, because that's the beginning of the end. Later in this book, interestingly enough, on that same topic, he talks about his father, who actually became a millionaire by the time he was 40 and retired early, like 45, but then was bored with life and took up alcohol, became an alcoholic. And the only moments of joy that he ever had after that were remembering his successes from the past. And guess where those best memories were? They were in the times of biggest struggle, you know, so that he watched his dad like wither away and die, only to be interspersed by moments of joy which were reflected on the biggest struggles that they had. So that's what this reminds me of. So in taking lessons, as you know, I always try and expand your comfort zone. And now that I'm a student, you know, again, I could see sometimes my teacher says certain things and I think to myself, well, yeah, right. I mean, you can do it. But then, you know, if he breaks it down, if he's smart, he's going to break it down into very doable steps. And before you know it, this is what happens all the time with you guys. I say X, Y, and Z, and you think, yeah, right. And then we do X, and so maybe we'll only do X this week, whatever. But most of the time, the X, Y, and Z is not as far-fetched as you think it is. So we do X, then we do Y, then we do Z, then we do X and Y together, then we do X and Z together. You get the idea. And then we put it all together, and, you know, you're able to do it, at least on a cursory level, you know. You now have the tools by which you can master this thing, you know, which you didn't even think was possible just 5 minutes ago. It happens all the time. And again, if this sounds like I'm tooting my own horn, I am, because this is how it works. Because I have a certain perspective, you know. So there you go. So expanding your comfort zone is directly related. The summary of all this is you expand your happiness is growth, and growth is best endured by thinking about the end result. And in order to get the end result, you have to expand your comfort zone. So it all ties in together. Even though these three quotes weren't in a row in the book, they were scattered all throughout it. So